Hi, Marty Lurie here, KBR 680. But boy, one of the favorites, that's Michael Morse. Welcome home.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me, man.
Well, big smile on your face tonight that you get the World Series ring. What do you think?
I think it's great. I've been waiting for this day for a while. You know, the Bay Area, this is such a great place. You know, I got so much memories here, and hopefully, you know, it keeps going.
Well, have you seen the ring yet? And, of course, maybe pictures.
Yeah, you know, and I stay in contact with all these guys on the team, and you know, Hunter showed me some pictures and stuff, and Madison, and so you know, I'm very you know, I can't wait to have it. You know, the other day I was just sitting back home and just realizing I got a chance to just realize some of the memories, you know, that you know, we did last year, and it really put a smile to my face. So this ring is going to symbolize a lot.
You know, Michael Morse with us. You know, it's so funny. You know, I do the shows, the pregame and the postgame. You know, you've been on with me before. And people call in and say, all right, give me your favorite memory of the 2014 playoffs. And I'll tell you, Neshek, you, the Cardinals, I swear, that is one of the highlights of the postseason.
It was, it's crazy. It's hard for me to explain, but, you know, that whole series, if you asked me the one pitcher that I would not want to face, it would have been Neshek, you know, Neshek. And Neshek, yeah. And you know, the whole series, something told me that I might have to face him, and so I really got myself prepared for it. And you know, I would go to sleep thinking about facing him and thinking about what if I did hit a home run and this and that. But you know, it was one of those surreal moments that it like a dream comes true, and it was something I dreamt of and something that happened in life. So it was you know, amazing for me. It was one of the biggest, you know, highlights of my life.
Well, then you go to Game 7. Come on, this is for everything. Every kid, you know, you're in Miami in the backyard, seventh game of a World Series, and you're part of it, and you got the big hit.
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, when you play with a team like that over there, they're so professionals. And for a guy like me to be my first World Series and to be in a Game 7, they really made me feel like I belonged, and that it was, you know, no big deal. And, you know, that's huge. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, the Giants got three rings.
Yes. And you're going to have one pretty soon. It's a gorgeous ring. Michael Morse with us. This season, you're with the Marlins. So how does this happen? Michael Morse, come on. How'd you get to Miami?
Yeah. You know, it was an opportunity for me to stay at home and, you know, coming off the World Series win, you know, what better than to you know, play at home, especially, you know, this is an up and coming team. It's a good team with a lot of talent. So, you know, I get an opportunity to help this team out as much as possible. You know, at the same time, we left on really, really, really good terms with, you know, the Giants over there. So, you know, who knows what can happen in the future.
No, sorry, a couple of names you brought up. Hunter Pence. So give me your reaction when I say Hunter Pence.
He's the man. He is the nucleus behind the Giants.
Madison Bumgarner.
The best. The best. The best friend. The best guy off the field, on the field. You know, they don't make him like him.
All right. Your season 2015, how's it going for you?
It's going all right. You know, it's been tough out the gate so far. But getting this ring right now is going to make up for it.
What do you expect from the fans tonight? It should be pretty interesting. You know, there'll be 41,000.
You know, that's what makes it so great here. I don't have to expect nothing because I know what they bring, and I know they're going to be here tonight. And just like every other night, they're always here. They're supporting their team, and it's something I do miss.
When you went to sleep after Game 7, as you closed your eyes, you laid back, what did you think?
If this smile would ever get off my face. It was the craziest thing. I kept having to pinch myself that it really happened. And I couldn't believe that a guy like me would get an opportunity to play for the Giants and not only play for the Giants, but win a World Series with them.
All right. Nice to have you on the show. As always, the smile is infectious. You know that. You're a big part of what happened the beginning last year. You're a big part of what happened. So nice to see you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. More coming up on KBR 680, the sports leader.